There we are then.
That's the Come Dine With Me theme, isn't it?
It is.
And there's a reason why we're playing it. We've got Ali in from the star of the show. Was it last week?
Last Monday, wasn't it?
Yeah. Who looks more terrified now than she did on the TV, it's got to be said. Good afternoon, Ali. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Just move yourself slightly closer to that microphone, all right? That's fine. Yeah, that's cool. Good. That's cool, we can do that. So there you were on the TV last week. What's it like to see yourself on TV for, you know, a length of time, rather than, you know...
An hour.
We've probably been on there for about 2 minutes, you know, maybe on the news or something like that, but for a whole hour, you're like star at centre stage.
Yeah, it's embarrassing a lot of the time.
Is it?
And it's hard. It's actually very hard work. Because you're constantly trying to... make a show and make it sort of like funny as it can be, without being detrimental or putting yourself in an embarrassing situation. It's tough.
So when you're there, what they should do is they should film you actually watching the show. Because I think that would be...
old Gogglebox thing.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be great just to sort of film you all... whilst you're watching the show, and then see what your reactions are, because I would imagine that would be quite good.
I think it would be censored.
Yeah, it would be in your house.
It would be a murder.
There's a murder. Yeah.
The reason why I kind of say that is because...
it's the Muppet Show!
There was a moment.
That was so funny.
When you called that lady? You're doing looky likey.
Well, I know. There were six of us there, and one of the chaps used to be a model. He had he was from Sri Lanka, and he had very long, sort of like dreadlocky curly hair. And he had a photo in his conservatory of him doing a pose. And so the producers thought it would be quite a good idea if we all did our favourite pose, which of course could be anything. And my husband at the time did a sort of like a... oh, look at me, I'm so cute thing, and we all did a funny pose, and this particular girl scrunched up her lips and did a pose, and my husband said, oh, you look like Les Dawson, because he's got that sort of like bring your lips up to your nose type thing, and I said, no, she doesn't, she looks like Miss Piggy. Well, it didn't go down very well. It really, really didn't. I mean, it was a joke. It was a joke, for goodness sake.
But when
sakes.
You said you didn't, you weren't laughing, though. Well, she certainly wasn't, was
no,
she?
No, she wasn't laughing. No. I was laughing when I said it, but she didn't. And this didn't show it on camera, but she said immediately afterwards, oh, well, I don't think that's very funny. She said, I've just lost 6 stone in weight, and when I was 6 stone heavier, everybody used to call me Miss Piggy, as if I've got, you know, a crystal ball and I can see what happened.
You knew that, yeah. Of course, you know that.
I know, you know, it's ridiculous. It was a laugh, but obviously she didn't find it very funny.
We should point out at this stage that you don't know these people at all.
No, never seen them before. No, don't know a thing about them. In fact, we spent 3 days filming the whole thing, so there's a lot of camera footage of everybody, and so they select what they consider to be the funniest bits and put them all together to make a show, and they do it very well. But it made me laugh following it, because they said on camera, oh, we don't take anything seriously, we love life, we love a laugh. Well, she didn't love that bit, did she?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we were saying before you arrived, I mean, one of the things that when we watched, we thought, well, why go on TV? Well, we like spicy food.
I know.
Well, why go on a food programme then? How ridiculous is that? But, I mean, do they deliberately put those kind of people in there? Because they know that's going
to
be confrontational.
It's obviously. They do.
I mean, when they first interview you to find out your likes and dislikes, they say, you know, what sort of people do you like? What sort of people don't you like? What sort of conversations do you want to have? What sort of floats your boat? What sort of like gets you animated, and all these things, and they must go through all the people there and think, right, well, she doesn't like that, so we're going to put them with there because they hate that or they love that,
obviously,
because they want to get a bit of sort of like confrontation going, and they do. It could be worse than it is. Well, it could have been on that day. I mean, another thing which isn't shown at all on camera is that. Talking about this particular Miss Piggy girl again, sorry, but
what was her name? Do you remember what her name
was? I do, but I'm not going to say.
Well, I think she knows who she is if she's listening.
Am might get into trouble.
So actually, she's gone out for a spot of lunch with animals, so she's not in at the minute.
But my husband told a joke, and it was, you know, like sort of like Rolf Harris stroke jangle jangle blah blah blah, that sort of thing. And everybody laughed, everybody thought it was very funny. And she said, well, I don't think that's very funny. You don't know what happened to my sister. Well, how are we supposed to know what happened to your sister? Oh, you know, crikey. It's a joke, for goodness sake. And to say again, someone that doesn't take life seriously, she seemed to take it very seriously that evening.
Deliberate then. Deliberate put, you they know, do. Put with you to Absolutely. Think, right, okay. Yeah. Here's this lady that loves a bit of fun, you know, flippant remarks are plenty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is super sensitive. Put them together, bang.
Fireworks.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, people take the mick out of me all the time, really. Yeah. In fact, I take the mick out of myself now. It just saves everybody else doing it. Like, you know, I'll squeeze through a very big space and I say, oh, just as well I'm slim, isn't it? It just saves
and
someone
flat-chested.
Else. Absolutely. Oh, you had to bring those up, didn't you?
Well, you can't really miss them, to be honest.
Well, they did used to say to me, you can tell when Ali's coming because you can see her coming round the corner before she gets there.
Oh gosh! Right, come on, I want to know.
We should point out that you're kind of Dolly Parton-ish, aren't you?
Well, I wish I had her waist.
lots of questions.
Yes, I've got loads.
Have you been in touch, or have they been in touch with anybody that you know that came round for a meal? You went round there. Have they been in touch? Have there been, like, you know, phone calls to say
no, I miss you? No.
Come round. You must come round for dinner.
I think not.
Not at all.
No. I think on the day we all said, "Oh, we must keep in touch." Yeah. Because I suppose we were all hyped and stuff. And then one of the fun police, she was called. I can't remember her name, but she said, "Well, we won't." Take sort of like names and addresses and share them out at this stage," she said, "but I will contact you in a few days' time to see if you've changed your mind or to see if you still do want to contact other people." Well, obviously nobody wanted to contact us.
You've had no notification. No.
Computer
moved.
Says no.
They've moved to Scotland. Because they were one based in Portsmouth.
No, one was in Fareham and one was in Hayling.
Right, okay. So you did actually. They did actually come over to you on the island, you went over to them.
Yeah, we went over there. Well, we spent 2 days, 2 nights in a hotel over there, and
food was better, I bet, wasn't it?
No, we weren't allowed it.
Oh, really? God, blimey.
We were a bit tight. They put us up in bed and breakfast, but we had to pay for our own breakfast.
No, how tight are they?
Yeah,
how
it is,
tight
isn't
are
it?
They? You think, because you're putting your life on the line. I mean, this could go, like, horribly wrong at some point, couldn't it? Because you've had a row almost on TV, and people then, just say, for instance, you was to go for a job. Here, you're that old. You're a horrible lady off the TV. They call that woman Miss Piggy. We ain't going to give you a job. So,
no, especially it's customer services. You're not coming here.
You could have a lot to gain, but you've got an awful lot to lose as well.
Well, yeah.
Have you had
I
much
suppose.
Stick since? Have you had, oh, you're that lady off the TV?
No. Well, no, we haven't had
oink,
any
oink.
Stick. All we know is everybody that has watched it, that's seen it and spoken to me, says, oh God, those other couples, they were terrible. You were the best, you were the funniest, you were the most natural. And also, going on to most natural, it was so, I mean, anybody that knows me and John knows that, as is it David Lamb says, here's the couple that love to row. Well, I think that's what holds us together. Every other world is row, row, row. And we're not lovey-dovey. We're not touchy-feely. We're not sort of like, oh, give me a kiss, darling. I mean, pass the vomit bowl, please. And, of course, but we love all the little heart things around our house, you know, like, because they're all fashionable and trendy, like Max has around her house and stuff. And these couples just couldn't believe that we weren't lovey-dovey. Well, you must be. Look at all the hearts around. Look at all the hearts on the tablecloth. You've got hearts everywhere. You're just putting this on. You're not really like this at all. I bet you really love each other and you're all over each other. No.
Well, I've seen some of your messages on Facebook, so I can vouch because my wife does. I don't think my wife knows you. She don't. She may have seen you.
I think I've met her once or twice on your OBs.
But she's basically she said, God blimey, she's hard work, isn't she?
That's not what you actually said to me earlier.
God, you know what she said? I don't like any of these people. I wouldn't have them round my house. But that's the way it kind of came across, isn't it? I mean, you know, okay, we know you, and we know that, you know, you've got this sense of humour, John's got his sense of humour, you've got the way of talking to each other. I mean, if you know what's going on, you understand that, and you know that it's not a game, it is real, you're in the know. But if you're an outsider looking in, you think to yourself, cool, there's three couples that don't get on. I wouldn't have any of them around my house. Look at them all having a go at each other. And you guess that on some of the shows... Because what you're seeing is real, but it's all been like set up.
Oh God, it's staged.
Oh yeah,
really, really staged. I mean, if you think about it, we were filmed for several hours on 2 days on the mainland, and then we were filmed for 13 hours, like, well, from 9 o'clock in the morning till 1:30 in the morning, the actual day that they came round to our house. And from that, they've got to pick 20 minutes of me and John. So they just pick away and they cut, and you know. They film you like 3 or 4 times saying the same thing.
Right.
And then they get you to look at everybody and say, now smile, now look at so-and-so and smile, and now look. And so they're cutting and pasting all the time. So when you see me looking at somebody and laughing,
yeah,
I may not be laughing at that particular point in reality.
Sure.
Mm. You know, it's, and I didn't realise that before. And in actual fact, I haven't watched the programme since.
So, blimmin' hell, it's like you must be 13 hours. That's like tired. You must have been really, really tired. No one even messed up them eggs.
Hey. That was so funny.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Well, we've never done them before. We've never done anything on that menu before. But when we were talking to people and saying, right, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Oh, yeah, well, how do you do? Oh, they're easy. You just do this.
Oh,
you just
I'd
do
never
this.
Have done
well,
the
well,
no.
Well, what prompted us is, see, we went to... there's a local pub that we occasionally use, and they do a nice Caesar, chicken Caesar salad with a breaded poached egg on top. And I'm not going to mention them. And
what is she saying?
Anyway,
she was told to mention them, but she's not going to mention them.
Oh, right,
them.
Okay.
Anyway, the breaded poached egg is supposed to be nice and sort of like soft and yolky, and when you sort of like split it, it sort of like just runs over the rest of the salad. Well, that's as it is usually. A couple of times I've had it where it's been a bit hard. But anyway, they've said, oh, no, it's easy to do. You just do this, you just do this. So, of course, we didn't practice. We thought, no, it would be easy. Well, no. So hats off to people who can do a breaded poached egg.
Because we thought, they're chucking it away.
Yeah.
What a waste. I've had that. Even though it wasn't very good, I'd have eaten it. I wouldn't have wasted it.
The thing is, we'd bought sort of like a couple of dozen eggs because we had to do the hollandaise sauce that was made from scratch and the creme fraiche that was made, the creme brulee that was made from scratch, all using fresh eggs and splitting the eggs, yolks, whites, blah blah blah, you name it. Anyway, so we'd used literally hundreds of eggs, and when these things went in the bin, they said, well, why can't you just do some normal poached eggs? And say, no, we haven't got any left. We'd run out of eggs.
Well, I wondered, you know.
And we couldn't just like nip down the local shop because it was like late at night. Well, it wasn't late, but it was too late.
So you don't get you have to say, right, okay, they give you something to make and you've got to make it. You don't get the choice.
No. You choose what you're going to make. Yeah.
All right. So all of the things on the menu you've never made before?
No, never.
So why did you do that?
I know, that seems foolish.
The thing is, I do a great...
Because you're not the only one.
I do a great chilli, I do a good spaghetti bolognese, and I do a good roast dinner, but they're not the sort of things that you do at a dinner party, and I hate cooking. I mean, you know, microwave queen is me, I love it, just bung it in and... take it out. I hate cooking.
But you're not the only one. Because a lot of people, they say, oh, I'm cooking this for the first time. And you think, why would you want to let someone in your house and film you cook something that you're probably going to muller because you've never done it before, ever? What's the point?
Well, the only thing we mullered was the eggs.
Yeah.
That was the only thing.
Yeah, you gave them a muller in two, didn't you?
I didn't muller them. That was John. I was supervising.
Shouting at him.
I shouldn't say that. He's not here.
Max, you've got loads of questions, haven't you?
I have got loads of questions. First of all, I want to know how much is the budget they actually give you for like booze and the food?
Well, the budget they gave us was £125.
£125, so that's plonk and obviously the
everything,
grub.
Everything. And I tell you what, it didn't cover it.
And you spent?
Well, we spent at least £350. And now the reason being for that...
On eggs.
On eggs. No, the reason being for that was that on the first night... we went to this Sri Lankan couple, and they had money. I mean, you could smell it coming out their pores. And we walked in the drive. They had this huge new Mercedes or BMW in the drive. You walked in, everything was white leather, crystal, real crystal chandeliers and leather. Oh, God, you know, money. And then... champagne on arrival, as is, you know, what you would normally do. And then she started to go on about, the starter. Well, we're going to have this starter, and we're going to have this particular champagne with the starter, because I feel that this particular champagne brings out the flavours of the starter. And then for the main course, we're going to have another sort of champagne, which is going to bring out the flavours of that. And then for the pudding, we're going to have a different champagne. So we had different... I mean, champagne is champagne, isn't it? It's like Carver. Carver is Carver.
Champagne.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
To me. You either like it or you don't. A bubble is a bubble, okay? Yeah. So anyway, we had all this thing, and then she was saying, like, well, you know, I don't drink anything other than champagne. Champagne is all I drink. You know, or I have water.
Yeah, I'd have given her water the next night. So, yeah, got loads of that.
Well, so anyway, the next night we went on, and she said, the other couple said, do you drink Prosecco?
You're right.
Yeah, sorry, I just had a bit of a...
No remorse there then at all.
Best friends.
I've got a trotter on my foot as well. I've got a bad foot. It looks like a trotter. Anyway, I digress. So anyway, during the course of that evening, the other lady said, "Oh, do you like Prosecco?" And she said, "No, I don't drink Prosecco." So anyway, the next night we went to the couple, and they served Prosecco. To start, they didn't have champagne.
All right.
So this lady, Sri Lankan lady, said, "Oh well, you know, I may as well drink it, even though she doesn't like it." But they had no champagne; it was just Prosecco, and there was very little of that as well. So we thought, when we had our night, well, okay, we want to win this, so we're going to buy champagne. So off John trotted. Oh, sorry, a bit Freudian slip there.
Open the sty door.
Came out the stable.
So off he trotted to Tesco. And of course, champagne, sometimes you can get it when it's on offer. Well, of course, nothing was on offer this particular weekend. So he bought loads and loads of champagne at full whack price. Because we thought, well, we're not going to be upstage. And he brought all this back. And I think it must have cost him... Well, we bought champagne. We were drinking champagne all night. We didn't have any wine. It was pure champagne. And so I think he must have spent £250 on champagne alone, which is why the food and everything cost so much. So anyway, and what gets me a little bit cross is that... everybody drank the champagne, everybody got a bit tiddly. And then when we were looking at the show afterwards, the Sri Lankan lady said, "Oh, well, it wasn't my particular type of champagne, but I drank it anyway." I mean, you know. And then she didn't know this, but the show didn't know this, but John, my husband, had said on our night, whoever wins this particular show tonight, I will give them a bottle of champagne as a present to say, you know, well done, from as a good gesture from his own heart. Well, of course, they won.
And you're going to serve it up in a trough?
Well, it was a bucket. Anyway, and she did swill it down. No, she didn't.
oh, no.
No, but... he gave them this champagne, and plus the £1,000 that they'd won, and she took it readily. Oh, thank you very much, and took it home. And it wasn't till afterwards, when we saw the show, oh well, it wasn't the particular champagne that I liked to drink, but she still took it.
Yeah.
And that really peeved me.
Do you know what? I'm glad you called her Miss Piggy now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, any more questions, Matt? Yes. I've got loads. I've got loads, my son. I'm just interested in you actually get the grand. They actually get the £1,000.
Oh, yeah, they actually give it there and then.
And they,
The fun police, as she was, I can't remember her name, she sort of like spent ages twirling it out on the silver platter, you know, in front of you, you know.
So is the food cold when you actually sit down to
definitely.
I thought it might be.
It's cold because by the time you get it out of the oven or at the microwave or whatever, you need to plate it up and then they need to take photos of it. And
what are you attempting to say? This food's cold. Can you warm it up?
Yeah.
You're going to get marked down for this.
It was cold. Everybody's food was cold.
These plates are cold.
Yeah. No, but I put my plates in the oven. They were piping hot. They were so hot. And by the time I took them to the table, I didn't need gloves or anything to take. They were stone cold, as was the food. But they say, they warn you at the beginning that the food will be cold. But it takes about 9 attempts because you've got to take the food from the kitchen into the hall about 3 times and then take it from the kitchen to the lounge door and then from the hall into the lounge where they're filming you from inside the lounge. So it's like about 9 takes of one plate of food.
Oh, crikey. No wonder it's awful. Cold. That defeats the object, doesn't it, surely?
Oh, well, and they say it's all about come dine with me and the food. It's not about the food.
No.
It's about how people get on and how you click or don't click. Because the food, well, you can't really taste it properly unless it's served at the temperature you're supposed to eat it at. I mean, if you had, like, we'd served pan fried duck, which also had to be roasted, and it was lovely. But by the time we ate it, it was cold, and you can't tell me that it tastes the same.
No.
It doesn't. So, you know, how you can judge people on food when it's not the temperature it's supposed to be served at, I don't know.
That's daft, isn't it?
But it's not about...
That's a good point, actually.
In my opinion, it's not about the food. It's about sort of like the what goes on and
it's the entertainment, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not about... Because let's be honest, we at home can't taste it anyway.
No.
And it is. It's purely entertainment. Would you go on it again?
No.
I think the answer's going to say no.
Absolutely not.
Would you? Because you were thinking about going on this show as well, weren't you?
But, no, that was years ago.
But would you go on it now?
No.
He wouldn't go on it now?
No, I didn't want to do it.
Not now, you know, you only get 135 quid
or
whatever.
Well, no, because I would have been singing. It was me, I was on my tour, you know, the 5-day one, the week's thing. But, and I got rocked up to where they came and filmed me at home, etc. And I actually was praying, thank God, I didn't get the email to say you've been picked. Because I just think, oh no.
Do you know what? You probably be able to answer this better because, I look at it and think, right, it was screened at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Do you think that they could have left bits in and screened it after 9
absolutely.
And it would have been more entertaining?
We were told, because I tend to have a bit of a liberal mouth, lots of expletives, and obviously that didn't come across.
No.
But they said, oh, calm down, Ali, calm down. This show's going out at 5 o'clock before the watershed, so you can't say that. So a lot of stuff that they probably couldn't cut and paste was probably stuff that would have been put on after 9 o'clock, and it probably would have been more entertaining.
Yeah. Do they, like, encourage you to be, like, outgoing and a bit sort of rude and aggressive, maybe? Do they encourage that? Do they encourage other people to sort of, be argumentative with you? And if she says that, you say something as well.
What they said to us was, when we were commenting on the food, or they said, right, when you comment on the food at the dinner table and we ask you, or they say, you know, how do you find the food? They say, we don't want you to say, oh, yes, this is nice, and then go up into the bedroom and say, it was absolutely disgusting. They want you to be as honest as you can dare to be. Like, so if I think it's sort of like dry, flavourless, and just like a bit of cardboard, I'm supposed to say that.
Right.
At the time, if I've got enough gumption. And ordinarily, I would have, but I think I was a little restrained on what I said because I didn't want to be rude about their food. But one of the dishes that was served up looked like vomit. I didn't say that on the telly, but it did. I said was it looks very orange. Because normally when you chuck up, that's what it looks like, and that is what it looked like.
Carrots
and tomatoes.
Oh, yeah,
where did those carrots come from?
They were. That was. Yeah, that looked horrible.
Recycled.
Yeah, that it's a funny thing stick in your mind, and that did. Yeah.
It's like when you've got a beard, isn't it, and you vomit, you always get peas and carrots caught in your beard, irrespective of whether you've eaten them or not.
Max, have you heard? She's got a really good beard there.
No, no. She has. No.
Nice little goatee going on there. Well, it's been going for over 10 years. Oh, Come Dine With Me. It aired on January 2005. Old Dave Lamb obviously narrates it. And apparently there's 18 things that you will see on every episode of Come Dine With Me. So, I'm going to read them to you.
Can we guess what they are? Do you have a good idea yourself, you being on the show? 18 things as in what?
That you will see in every episode of a Come Dine With Me.
A stove.
Well, yeah. Well, somebody on the
kitchen.
Food.
A knife.
Yeah.
Is that...
A table.
Well, things like, for instance, a guest casting a disparaging eye over the menu. So it's all like the format.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, you do. When you say... They show you the menu and you think, oh, I don't like that. Oh, I think that's a bit simple,
yeah,
isn't
doing
it?
All that, don't they?
Yeah, it's I don't go much on that. Oh, God, that's... Oh, apple pie? That's a bit of a cop-out, isn't it?
Yeah. So you've got a flustered trip to the shops.
Yes, but we don't see that anymore. Mm. They don't do that anymore.
But they used, didn't they?
Used to, because we thought that, oh, you know, we'd end up going to the old farm shop at Arrowton Barnes. But we didn't get to go there because they said that you have to do all your shopping first. Like, they cut that out of the show simply because they docked the time of the show. It's only an hour for three couples instead of an hour per person now.
Well, number three is the host/guest getting
totally inebriated.
Pickled.
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Were you then? Were you like, you know,
well,
there?
I'd had a few.
Yeah.
Several, obviously. I can think of someone that's very close to my heart who was absolutely pickled, who can't be here today, and
because he's pickled,
no, he's not. Don't say things like that.
You did.
one of the couples, I think one glass of champagne and she was anyone's. They weren't drinkers, so they were terribly pickled a lot of the time. They just couldn't handle their drink at all. So yes, you do see people getting...
Well, it says here an animal getting involved.
Oh yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, animal getting involved.
That would have been after 9 o'clock, obviously.
Terminology.
Number six.
An animal in the kitchen. An animal get involved conjures up horrible vision, doesn't it?
I'm only quoting from the Come Dine With Me site.
So
number six.
Was there an animal involved in yours?
It sounds funny, doesn't
this
it?
This was before 9 o'clock, so no.
There wasn't an animal involved.
But you have five dogs,
but
don't you?
We do have five dogs. And what they wanted to do, they wanted to film us with our doggies, but obviously there wasn't enough hours in the day. But I mean, if you can imagine, on previous Come Dine With Me's, they've had sort of like cats and cat litter under the stairs and poo.
Oh,
and,
I get it.
Yeah, you know, so it's not necessarily an animal involved.
As involved.
We did have a pig, though, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh. So yes, there's always an animal involved.
So there we go. It says stronger personalities emerging.
I think the stronger personalities emerge as time goes on, because I think the first evening you're all trying to sort of like suss people out and not to tread on too many toes, I think. But as the next evening and then the final evening, which was ours, which was the Miss Piggy night, you tend to say things perhaps you wouldn't have said on the first night.
See, I'd be frustrated because I think, hang on, this is Come Dine With Me. This is about the food. And yet it's not.
It's not about the
food. It's not about the food.
No.
So did you realise that on night one, that it wasn't really about the food?
No.
When did you realise that it wasn't about the food then? So when did it suddenly dawn on you?
When you watched it.
Yes. Crikey. Because you think you'd be in there, you'd pick up, but I suppose you've got so much going on, so much you're thinking about as well.
Yeah.
And you're being told, think this way, do this, don't do that. You don't get time to sort of think. But when you look back and you think, yeah, hang on a minute, this wasn't about the food at all then.
I don't think
it's about
the food.
It's all cold and, yeah, no, it kind of spoils the because it's been there 10 years. We used to watch it a lot. Now we don't watch it as much, purely and simply because in the last few years. We've had a few people from the Isle of Wight that have done it, and obviously they're all saying more or less the same things. I don't know, do you remember Derek Sandy when he was on?
I didn't see it when he was on, but I do know Derek Sandy, but I didn't see it.
Derek Sandy was on there. Derek is a lovely, lovely bloke, but they made him out to be so arrogant.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, well, I don't really want to watch this anymore. Yeah. And there was a couple of other Ireland episodes as well. Quite a few Ireland people have been on it. But were you like an avid watcher of the show anyway?
Yeah. Used to watch it all the time.
How do you feel now about it?
I won't watch it again.
Because I know
they cut and paste, and what you're seeing is actually not how it was. In actual fact, it's not only that, but when you see other shows as well, just for example, like The Chase.
Yeah.
When I see that, you see everybody looking at somebody and looking at smiling and then laughing or commenting, and you think, now, is that happening now, or have they cut and paste that? So it makes me look at every show completely differently now.
Yeah. It's a similar thing with you know, working in radio, and you watch the news and you think, right, okay, you've just seen someone speak, and you think, what have they edited out? Because you know, and it's so easy to do. It really is.
That's showbiz.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I don't like it, and it would put me off watching it. And
oh,
It kind of has put me off it now. I probably will be reluctant to watch it. Not that I mean, over the last few years, you watch those programs and you think it's not real. They're putting this together and they're doing these things, and you know that they're playing with the camera. It's a bit like Big Brother. You watch Big Brother or I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. You know who's going that night because they're showing you someone in a bad light.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Or it goes the other way and they get voted for because he's entertaining.
But they're making a TV programme at the end of the day, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, you know, they want reaction, and that's the sarcasm and everything is to do with that particular programme, Come Dine With Me. I mean, I think, personally, I mean, you and I spoke off air earlier, think it might be losing its little edge.
Yeah, they've obviously added a few more ingredients,
like Celebrity Come Dine With Me.
And couples.
Couples is a new thing.
Yeah, I can see. If they put it on after 9 o'clock, it would probably get a whole new lease of life, wouldn't it?
I think it would.
Yeah, I think that is the way forward. But you very quickly, when you're watching the programme, you get irritated by the people. And I'm sure that, you know, most of these people, they can't all be irritating, can they?
The thing is, you pick your friends, don't you? And the people that you find irritating, you just don't socialise with.
I mean, that couple, when they first appeared on the screen, because it was them that turned up first on the screen, because they were sat outside all loved up, weren't they?
Yeah.
And, you know, straight away you think, oh, God. And you form that opinion. And then, you know, I kind of know you two. And you think, right, okay, they're there to wind them up and vice versa. And I didn't know too much about the other couple.
No.
But, you know, they're kind of the unmemorable ones. The bloke with there was a geezer with a beard, wasn't there? Was it the geezer with a beard?
No, there was the Sri Lankan couple, and then there was the other couple.
There was a bloke with a beard and his wife, wasn't there? There was him.
I don't think he had a beard.
No, she had the beard.
I'm getting them mixed up
again.
Hey, look, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a break and then we'll come back and we'll chat some more. You've got a load more questions there, Max, haven't you?
Oh, you can always rely on me.
Absolutely. It's 21 minutes away from 1 o'clock.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
The Castle St Helens. Superb self-catering accommodation in St Helens, open all year, just a short walk from the beach. Full details, including availability and offers, can be found on our website at www.sthelenscastle.co.uk. It's also the perfect place to book if you have relatives coming to visit you on the island, with special rates available for bookings made from Isle of Wight addresses. Contact us on www.sthelenscastle.co.uk or on 01983 875 993, that's 875 993, to book your perfect getaway on the Isle of Wight. Also see the Facebook page for the castle for more details.
Westridge Golf Centre is the number one place on the Isle of Wight to get into golf. They have a fully covered floodlit golf range to practice your game with PGA qualified professionals on hand to provide tuition for complete beginners all the way through to the most advanced golfers. Check them out now on www.westridgegolfcentre.co.uk. Westridge Golf Centre in Brading Road, Ryde.
Fretbuzz.net is the place to go for all the latest music reviews, news, photos and more, covering island bands to established acts from across the globe. The guys at Fretbuzz will give you their unique view on the music world. As well as music reviews, Fretbuzz now offer bands and musicians a range of promotional services, from photo shoots, video show reels to advertising and features on the site. It caters for all budgets and requirements. Just call 07576 138 337 today for more information. So whatever you're looking for, visit us at fret-buzz.net for all your music needs, or find us on Facebook by searching Fretbuzz Music Reviews.
If you're one of those people that has to live life on a tight budget, you might want to take advantage of the £10 meal deal at Hamilton's Fine Foods.
£10 meal deal, I started probably about 2 years ago now, and we've managed to sustain the prices that you still get the full value of that, which is the chicken, the mince, the ham, the sausages, and that chicken will go for a family of four quite easily. You've still got the stock afterwards if you want to, and the bones to make a soup. Sausages obviously is a meal in itself, the ham is another evening meal.
Hamilton's Fine Foods, you'll find them on Dace Way and Pyle Street in Newport, also in Wootton and Cowes too.
Fretbuzz presents
the local music show.
3 hours of local music
from 7 till 10 p.m.
every Sunday.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
And we're back, part two. We have Floozy in, Max, and we've also got Ali in from Come Dine With Me Couples. That was the correct terminology, wasn't it?
Yeah. Couples Come Dine With Me.
Couples Come Dine With Me. And I was just kind of reading up on who was there. There was a guy called Given. Was it Given?
Givon.
Oh, Givon.
Oh,
Givon.
Givon. Oh, yeah. Givon. See, he was dragged up, he was.
And he speaks French, he speaks German, he speaks so English, he speaks, but, you know, and he was the model with the long hair.
Yeah.
Given.
Givon. Given.
Given, I said, not I Gibbon.
Oh, that would be the other animal involved then.
You're not letting this go, are you?
You brought it up. No, Maxine brought it up.
So when you get involved, do they like vet you? How long do they vet you for? What sort of questions do they ask you?
Well, they come round with a cameraman, and they're asking you all the same sorts of questions on camera, and then asking you what your likes are, dislikes, what people you like, what you like to cook, what you like to do. What sort of things you find funny, just generally getting a good idea of you. And then they take all that information back to the producers, and then the producers watch it all and think, oh well, yes, they're quite funny, I think they'll do quite well, or no, I don't think we'll have them because they're not very funny, they're boring, or whatever they think. And then they pair up those particular people who have been chosen with other people who are totally unalike to make the show, but they come round and you're all on camera and tape and stuff, so it's not just from a questionnaire.
Right, that was with the old scores on the doors then. I mean, were you totally honest when you give your mark?
Well, yeah, it's taxis. Mm. That's you, isn't it?
Yeah. Maxi's taxis.
Yeah, Maxi's taxis. No, what they do is they hire a taxi. You go out in the taxi and they just drive round and round. They don't take you home in that particular taxi. They just drive round and round the block with the cameraman and the producer there, and you two sitting in the back seat with the scores. And they say, right, what scores are you going to give? Well, tonight we're going to give them whatever you give them, and you have to hold the score up, and oh no, that's too high up. So, no, we'll have to do that again. No, no, if you can hold it a bit more to the right. Yes, okay, right. Oh, no, you've dropped it a bit there. No, we'll have to do that again. So they keep driving round and round and round and round. And then, of course, this particular time we were scoring, every time we held the scoreboard up, it was a bit wonky because John was a bit wonky from alcohol, so and he was talking, but it's like we're going to give them a no. Okay, John, I think we'll get Ali to do the scores. So we'd go round the block a few more times, but when we gave our score, John and I were sort of like deliberating. Well, I was deliberating, and he was going, give him, and I said, no, that's too low, that's too low. Well, I think we ought to give him a bit more, because, you know, it was quite nice, and I want to be honest with the scoring. But what I think, what made it more difficult was we were normally, when you see Come Dine With Me singles, the marks are out of 10. So you give a 7 out of 10, and that's a really good mark for Come Dine With Me, 7 out of 10. But when you're doing it as a couple, you have to do it out of 20. So you think, oh, well, we'll give them a 12 out of 20, which sounds really, really low, when in actual fact it's 6 out of 10, which is not a bad mark. So it's quite confusing.
Yeah, I
can
see where you're coming from. Yeah.
So, especially when you've had a drink.
Well, no. Anyway, so the first couple we gave, I think it was 14 or 15, because we thought they deserved it, the presentation and all the rest of it. And so, but in hindsight, I think it was probably too much, but we were trying to be honest. And I think subsequently that the couples afterwards, because they all wanted to win, I think they were playing more tactically rather than honestly.
I think that, I mean, I can't believe that everybody some of them honestly put in the right mark. I'm sure they do a bit of low scoring, thinking, well, I've got a bit of a chance.
Oh, they do. They do.
Do they know, you know, if you change it? See, this is the thing. If you change your score, just say if we do that again and you change your score, and then but then they can use that old bit of film that they've got. Did they use the points that those points, were they real?
Yeah, they were the points that we gave.
Okay, because they could have put in anything. Well, we'll just do that again, but can you do it at 12?
Yeah, they don't say that. They say you give what you give. They don't say, well, why don't you give them a bit lower or whatever. They don't say that. They can't influence you in that at all.
No, that's good. But they could just say, for instance, if they get you to do it again and you give them a lower mark, they could use either one to sort of sex up the results, couldn't they?
I suppose they could.
Because they're editing everything else out, aren't they?
I suppose they could, but then you could probably...
Did you ever think you were going to win?
Yeah. No, we did, honestly.
Even though you messed up the eggs?
Even though we messed up the eggs, because everything else I thought was really, really nice.
Talk us what you thought.
We did grilled Isle of Wight asparagus with homemade hollandaise sauce and poached breaded eggs.
But minus the eggs.
But it came out minus the eggs.
Yeah. And the asparagus.
But the asparagus was lovely. It was really tender, and the hollandaise sauce was really tasty. It was all fresh. But they didn't like asparagus, a couple of them. So automatically that's a and then we did pan-fried duck with dauphinoise potatoes, which were divine, and orange glazed carrots and parsnips with a cherry jus over the duck.
It was nice.
To die for.
Yeah. But cold.
Absolutely, but cold. But it was to die
for. Have you done it since? Have you cooked it since?
No, I don't cook, I told you. Microwave, bing, take it out, there you go.
But this is nice. You said it was divine.
It was. Yeah. Oh, it was lovely.
You'd want it again then, wouldn't you?
I would. I love duck.
Yeah.
I love duck. But these people, they wanted it well done. And as John said, who has their duck well done?
Yeah.
You don't. Mm. You don't. they did, all of them.
So what did we have for a bit of afters?
We had white chocolate and raspberry creme brulee with homemade shortbread.
Right.
None of which I'd done before, either.
And it all come out really well.
Well, I didn't put enough sugar on the top of the creme brulee because we had to fire it with that, the flame gun.
Someone
thing.
Had a bit of a whinge about it, didn't
they? For the champagne.
What did you say to her when she started whinging then? Or what did you think?
Well,
oh, hang on, don't say what you were thinking.
Well, yeah, I won't say. Yeah,
we're on radio.
We're on radio. I can't say that. Yeah. But you know, they do whinge about the most ridiculous things.
Yeah.
But I thought the homemade shortbread was absolutely gorgeous, and the old one of the not bad for a first attempt.
How patronising, really?
There's no need for that. That was really nasty. And then the bit in the when they were in our bedroom, and there was this picture of me. I had a photo shoot done years ago. I was a bit thinner than I am now. Well, a lot thinner. Anyway, and it was sort of like a very. It's supposed to be a quite seductive picture, and it is. It's a nice picture. And they picked it up and they were commenting on it. And she said, "Oh, do you think she used to be a model?" And he goes, No, needs a bit more soft focus. I thought you cheeky.
Do you know what? Well, I remember that bit there, and I thought exactly the same thing as you.
Really? That was nasty.
How do you feel when you know that you're going to have people going rummaging through your drawers or whatever and making comments about it?
They're not allowed to rummage.
No.
They are told specifically what they have to look at.
Right.
And so they were told to look at that, which is fine. It was up, you know. But, I mean, he was really quite rude about that.
Yeah.
And I thought, I thought, I'm better looking than his wife.
Meow.
Well, anyway, look, Maddie and Givon have been in touch. And they've just sent a message to say, would you like to go to dinner over the weekend?
Computer says no.
And a bit... copious amounts of champagne.
Yeah. fine champagne.
Proper champagne.
Proper. A bit of Bolly, darling. Bolly. Oh, yeah, Bolly. Bollywood, Bolly.
Yeah.
Sri Lankan, Bolly.
Yeah, we know. We get it.
Okay.
So how many days was the filming? How many days? It lasted 3 days.
Yeah.
Were you exhausted after all this?
Yeah, knackered.
Yeah.
Absolutely creamed. It was just, you know, we didn't get to bed till one morning. We didn't get to bed till 3:30. 3:30 in the morning. By the time we'd left their place and we'd done the taxi circuit like about 100 times, and then we got a proper taxi to take us home. We got back to the hotel at 3:30.
Good grief.
It was absolutely knackering.
So what about when you're you know, putting everybody up? They're coming around to you. What time did you get to bed that night? Is that a late night as well?
1:30.
1:30?
1:30. And we'd been on the go all day. Yeah. But then the cameramen did stay and have some beer with us because they thought we were cool.
Yeah.
And of course they were eating our dauphinoise potatoes by the handfuls. They were screening us in the kitchen. And once we'd put it all out onto plates and this, they were eating the rest of it. They were just grabbing it in handfuls, going, "Oh, yeah. Sorry, that was a bit of a again."
So about half one, then you're cream cracker. Do they help you clean up and clear up and stuff, or is that left to you?
It's supposed to be left to us. However, one of the girls there was helping. They were really nice. The producers and the cameramen, they were absolutely fantastic to us, and we got on really, really well with them. We were having a laugh.
We should have had them round for dinner.
Should have got them to give you the marks, yeah. For sure.
No, but they did actually help us clear up. Not so much do the washing up, because we just bung that in the dishwasher the next day, but they did sort of like stack things in the kitchen and do things for us, and they were really, really good.
Was it a fair result, do you think, overall? Scores? No, you still should have won.
Absolutely not.
No.
I think the people that came second should have come last, you know, the vomit, carrot and tomato stuff. And... I think that Maddie and Siobhan did do a very nice preparation food, and I thought that we would have been very close, and I think that it could have gone either way. As I said, 2-horse race. Well, it wasn't. We're still running.
So when it comes down to it, it wasn't about the food, then. They didn't vote on the food.
No.
They probably voted on the fact that you might have upset them on the first night, and that was that.
Yeah.
And Les Dawson as well.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, if she wants to pick a face like that, if she wants to pull a face like that, she's got to bear the brunt, hasn't she?
Well, you've got to have a sense of humour. When you go on a show like that, you've got to have a sense of humour, surely.
Absolutely. I mean,
you know you're going to be set up, let's face it. You know, so you've got to take the rough with the smooth.
Yeah.
Have you got any more facts and figures there, or are you out?
Yeah, so 18, like I said, there's 18 things to do. Apparently, you get an avant-garde course. Which one would you have thought?
Avant-garde course?
No? Okay, armchair critics. The stress overwhelming some contestants.
Oh, yeah, because, again, she was really, really stressed. You know, oh, you don't know what happened to my sister. Oh, you don't. So, yeah, there is a lot of stress.
That's nothing, love. I've just chucked away six eggs and there's an egg shortage.
That's stress.
there's a Prosecco shortage, but not from that night because I only had one bottle.
Well, creative presentation, apparently. Decor being questioned. A slightly odd hobby. Tensions rising. Obviously, taxi justice. Ali talked about that earlier. Some chefy moves. A clear winner emerging. Narrator Dave Lamb getting to the heart of things. And the winner claiming their rightful prize.
Well, I don't know about rightful. Yeah. But Dave Lamb is extremely funny.
Do you get to meet Dave Lamb?
No.
Is it, you don't get to meet him?
No, no.
That's really strange, isn't it? Because I say he's probably what makes keeps the show together.
Yeah. Mm. He does come out with some cracking comments.
He does. Mm. He does. So,
poor crackling comments.
So he obviously must not even be there, around.
No, no.
He just goes through the footage.
He sits in a room.
Yeah, we'll have that.
With headphones on.
Yeah.
With the footage in front of him. He's given the script. So, and he puts it, voices it to when it's, you know.
So somebody even writes a script for him.
I think the producer writes the script for him. I mean, he probably has some say in it. I mean, I don't know, but apparently the producer does.
Well, he's had a nice little voiceover job for 10 years, hasn't he?
Do you see it going on for much longer?
I think it'll continue to go, but I think they've got to do a few changes.
It's not just that, the reruns.
Yeah.
Do you get, you don't get any royalties from this, though, do you?
No.
No.
So rights. We got a CD.
You got a CD?
Well,
whoopie do. You've got £100 to go and buy the food. You kind of overspent.
Yeah.
So you're out of pocket then.
Yeah.
The end of all this, you're out of pocket.
Yeah.
Has it left a mark on you? Or have you learnt something?
Oh, I've learnt a lot.
Yeah.
I've learnt a lot. You know, I certainly won't do it again, but I'm glad we did it.
Yeah.
Because it was an experience. But at least I can comment on it now, whereas before I had no rights to comment because I hadn't been part of it. But, you know, live and learn.
Have you and John cooked an egg since?
Fried egg sandwich.
So how are you and John after all? Is this like you know, because you had this relationship anyway, you got like a
love-hate
relationship. Yeah.
Yeah,
I love
I still love to hate him. It hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed. No. which is kind of the best thing ever then, isn't it? Because you'd have hated it, I guess, if you'd have changed the relationship between you and John.
No, it's the same.
How long have you been married?
2007, so 8 years.
8 years.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you'll make 10?
Well, I'll make 10. He might not.
So what are you going out tonight to cook?
Nothing.
Microwave.
Yeah.
Ding.
Ding.
Excellent.
Excellent. Yeah. Might have a panini at Peddlers.
Oh, right, okay.
For lunch.
You're not
later.
Making that, though, are
you? No, but I'll eat it. They do a fantastic panini.
Hey, look, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for coming in and sharing it with us and, you know, painting the picture as well. And obviously, people now, if they think
behind
twice.
Behind the scenes, goss.
Think twice, because you've got to have a thick skin to go on a programme like that now.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Very thick.
Okay. Anything else you want to add, Max?
No. I'm done. I'll be back with you next week.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Ali, and thank you to John in the green room.
No, thank you for having me.